Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Happy Friday. We've got our stories of hope today. I'm always excited to bring on guests that will really support us in embracing our humanity and moving into our new paradigm, our new earth in a new way. So allow me to introduce you to our first guest today, and that is Nova Whiteman. She's an author, speaker, certified life coach. She's an NLP practitioner, Reiki master, and a Conversations with God coach on Neil Donald Walsh's team. Author of the New York Times best-selling Conversation with God series books, you remember those. As the owner and operator of Go Within Life Coaching, Nova specializes in a unique approach called the Spiritual Alignment Process, a powerful and focused blending of one's spirituality with their humanity, which helps clients increase their consciousness and move through their daily lives with greater intention and authenticity. Welcome to the show today, Nova.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you. And you have all the spiritual tools in your toolbox. You have all the tools that we need. Life coaching, Reiki, conversations with God, all the spiritual tools that we need in order to navigate the current times in today's new earth timeline, right?
Yes, I have a lot of them. The trick is to use them consciously and consistently, right?
It is. And also, this is what's gotten you aligned on your path so that you can live your life past the human condition, not to avoid the human condition, but to, you know, move past it through the power of feeling and healing, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so is this how you're now supporting your clients to move through the, you know, some of the negative emotions? Because a lot of people are out there talking about the power of positivity and being positive, and then at the same time, there is the shadow work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. So, of course, it all started with my own journey, as it does for anybody who's on sort of this calling or mission to help others. And one thing that I noticed growing up in a very spiritually based household, my mom was very spiritual. So I grew up kind of exposed to a lot of the stuff that people might call woo-woo. It was balanced by my engineer dad, though. One thing that I noticed was that there wasn't a whole lot of room for just being human. And there was almost like this unspoken condemnation or shame or just something along those lines, where if you had a human moment, you weren't being spiritual. Whereas I believe that it's all spiritual, your bad moods, your good moods, your wins, your losses, all of that.
Yeah. And it's mainly embracing your humanity. And that is also embracing the ugly parts, the not so pretty parts, the not so enlightened parts, or whatever, embracing all of it. And that is, you know, the fears and the wounding and the separations, right?
Yep, exactly. Well, and if you think about it from a purely, I guess, logical or common sense standpoint, if we waste any time feeling bad about our perceived flaws or anything that would fall under the umbrella of shadow work, and we spend any time in the energy of condemning that within ourselves, we are in no position to grow or expand what we would call like the light aspect of ourselves, or our strengths or superpowers or the best parts of who we are. Because when you feel bad when you're in those lower vibrating energies, you don't want to do anything. So it actually, not only is it good for you, it only makes sense to embrace all of it, to look at all of it, not with this aim in mind to, you know, be Buddha on the mountaintop meditating and in a Zen-like state 24/7, but to bring just consciousness and awareness and an intentionality to it, and self-love, compassion. That is not only what we all deserve, but it's functional, it's productive, you can move.
Right. And this time, you know, many of us were not called to live on the mountaintop, because we all could go over there and live on the mountaintop and live like, you know, the Tibetan monks. However, we are the boots on the ground. We're actually using our daily life as a way to bring the practical, the spiritual, the meaning of what has meaning in life and what's important to you, while at the same time transcending the old, you know, suppressed periods in your life out of your physical body.
Absolutely.
So talk to us about the spiritual alignment process. Tell us a little bit about that. What are the benefits? What happens for your clients when you all work together and you're supporting them with the spiritual alignment process? What happens there?
Yeah, great question. So essentially, it is that blending of one's, like, human every day. I do have falls. I do have faults, and I do have bad moods self, with that part of you that is really seeking for higher states of consciousness and awareness and greater quality of life. And taking those two parts of you and really closing the gap that you perceive to be between them. And we do this in really practical ways, through a process which I call your daily alignment habits or your daily alignment practices. So in my experience and observation, especially if you're already on a conscious spiritual journey, there's no shortage of tools. There's no shortage of things out there. But like I said in the beginning, it's the consistency that matters. Like, we have to actually show up and create some vibrational momentum. Because, you know, you meditate once and you feel pretty good. You meditate once a week. Okay, cool. We're doing something here. Meditate daily and take the time to actually quiet that external noise so you can hear yourself, your inner being, your inner guidance. Now we're talking. So the spiritual alignment process really gets people into that consistent rhythm of showing up for themselves, showing up consciously and intentionally, living their authenticity and their beliefs, their values, their intentions, while making space, holding space, and learning how to work with those very human moments. For example, one of the daily practices is daily gratitudes. You know, a lot of people do those. You write down your things that you feel truly grateful for and appreciative of. And that's great. That's helping you build that vibrational momentum in the direction that you say you want to go. But then, since we're human living in the world of contrast and relativity, you will inevitably get cut off in traffic. Your child will inevitably throw a fit over the wrong color yogurt. You know, things are going to happen to throw you off. So what's even more important is knowing what to do and how to recover to that higher state of alignment or just conscious intentionality. So we spend a certain amount of time cultivating those skills, cultivating those habits. And what I notice happens is that blending, you know, it occurs organically. Your faith deepens, your trust in yourself and a higher purpose not only deepens, but becomes more functional. And you enjoy your life and your humanity in the process of becoming more of who you really are.
Right. And that's got to be so self-fulfilling for the person that is just beginning to cultivate that relationship and starts listening to the inner self, which is a huge benefit, because that's actually the place where you can find peace outside of all of the noise that's out there in the world, right? And instead of looking outside of oneself, you're helping people by focusing on the inner practice, the inner meditation, and the daily practice of, you know, consistency.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your Conversations with God series. Now, did you become a coach with Neil Donald Walsh's team, or how did that Certified through that?
That happened as a direct result of practicing vibrational or spiritual alignment myself. I essentially was running a life coaching practice. I was about 4 or 5 years in, was a very talented intuitive coach with no clients and very little income, and didn't want to do all the networking and marketing and all that kind of salesy stuff because it didn't feel authentic to me. And so through some of these practices, I kind of enlisted the help of the universe and said, well, hey, how about we just get me a steady flow of clients, my ideal clients, doing what I love, what I'm best at, without me really having to lift a finger. And my practice was already deeply rooted in the messages of conversations with God at the time, and still is. And I found myself in an audience of Neil's for a webinar where 25 other people were supposed to be there with me. It was through a contest. I was the only one who showed up. Wow. I was the only one who showed up. So that gave me the opportunity to have some one-on-one time with somebody who had been, unbeknownst to him, my mentor since I was 14 years old. And he invited me to join his coaching team when he recognized how deeply I knew and was attempting to practice the concepts in the CWG material. And then there I had it. I was part of a team that already had a built-in audience. And so I had my steady stream of clients while getting to work with somebody that I mean, to say I look up to him is a ridiculous statement. He's made a huge impact on my life.
That's so great. That's so awesome. What a great story. I'm glad I asked that question. Let's let the audience know how they can get in contact with you and look you up on your social media and share those with us now.
Sure. So the best and easiest way is just to go directly to my website, which is www.novawhiteman.com. I'm sure that'll be somewhere in the show notes. And when you go there, you can sign up for my free 3-day mini e-course, which just gets you right into the vibrational alignment process of raising your vibration and knowing what to do when you fall out so you can get back in a little bit more quickly and easily. And, you know, I'm on Facebook. I've got a private group that's free spiritual alignment community. And then I'm also on Instagram. But those are the places to find me, and I'd love to connect.
Awesome. Love that. Love that 3-day getting into vibration and also what to do when you fall out, because we all fall out. So it's perfect. Thank you so much, Nova Whiteman, for coming on the show today. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say your name was?
We We are so blessed, everyone. My next guest is from, she lives in the Netherlands, and she's here with us. And so it's about 9 o'clock in the evening there, and here we are. We're able to have a beautiful conversation because of the internet. I always love how that works. Dr. Asha is the creator of the Prasad Method, TM, and the author of Authentic Alignment and the Crystallis Awakening. For over 20 years, Dr. Asha has helped people from all over the world. She is a leading holistic physician and author of several books, coaching programs that take a groundbreaking approach to personal development and mindset that blends cutting-edge modern research with the wisdom of ancient Chinese philosophers and Indian healers. Simply said, Dr. Asha understands the root causes of modern struggles. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's so great to have you. So, what are you finding in life currently that people are having a challenging time and struggling with?
It's a really great question, Cornelia. You know what, right now, especially because we are after, well, we hope at the tail end of the pandemic, you know, life has changed quite a bit for all of us. And I know, you know, in this part of the world, it was dealt with very differently as opposed to in the States and you know, in Asia and everything. But one of the things that I've seen is that people are really struggling to kind of find the balance in their life. And I have found some beautiful things that have been happening for a lot of people. It's just kind of this awakening of, you know, we had lockdowns and we had kind of a slower pace of life to a certain degree during the pandemic. And it really made a lot of people reevaluate what's important. What am I doing? You know, how, where's my joy? What am I spending my time with? And so I think that that's one of the biggest struggles that I'm seeing a lot with patients as well as clients that I coach with, is that they're trying to find out what their truth is, what, how can they be their authentic true self in this world, in this new world that we have in, and that aligns with what their true purpose is.
Yeah, I love how you brought it back to it. For many people, it was a way for them to slow down and really look at their values and what's important to them. And now with things moving forward, we get to live those values out and act those values out in a, mm-hmm. in a balanced way. But you're not really sure because we don't have that footing
right.
in that way. Is that what you're finding?
Exactly. And you know what? I think, like, if you look at the infrastructures in our society, the ones that were present and in place 3 years ago don't really necessarily apply right now, if they ever did to begin with. But really now we get to look at it as a from a different way. So there has to come like a restructuring in our society. And I think that's what, you know, you see it in companies, for example, but also with the individual too. You know, how does that look for you? And finding out what that feels like, because it can feel really scary in this time of uncertainty. It can be really, you know, very scary for a lot of people, but actually taking that step despite of that.
So when you're meeting with patients and clients, mm-hmm. is that are you opening up for the session to discuss this, or is it more the Prasad Method, which I would love for you to tell us mm-hmm. about?
Yes. So, you know what it is? I mean, I would say, like, right now, my latest book, The Crystallis Awakening, actually was a book that I wrote during the pandemic. I was really writing a different book, but because of the circumstances, I shifted gears. And that is the book that emerged from the pandemic, because I felt like this was the book that people needed to kind of help guide them. So most of my work and conversations really are around, you know, finding the reinventing actually of people right now in the current situation, in the present moment. I do incorporate some of the Prasad Method. The Prasad methodology is something that I created years ago, and it's really through my own journey. My last name, Prasad, the meaning of it, you know, my parents are originally from India, and the meaning of Prasad, the word Prasad, is actually an offering to God. It's like a redistribution to people, like blessings, basically. When you go to a Hindu temple, you receive prasadam or prasad, and then that is blessed, and then that's redistributed. So for me, that was one of the reasons why I titled the way that I worked with people was about how do you find your true self, your authentic essential self, really nurture that and work on your own path and be able to share that with other people to be the best version that you are and inspire other people to be so. So that's really what the Prasad Method is all about. And I work with people in a variety of ways with different modalities, different philosophies. And, you know, it's really important, I find, the understanding has to be there as well, because we know as human beings, we want to understand. We use our beautiful minds all the time and we want to understand things, and it helps in those shifts and transformations that we will take.
Yeah, I love receiving the blessing. I love that ceremonial type of, sacred space to right. give the blessing, to receive the blessing, and to make it meaningful. Right. With how you're communicating with spirit, how you're communicating with God, and how you're communicating essentially with your true self.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Yes. I like that meaning of your name. That's wonderful. So I totally understand about the pivoting piece, you know, being right. able to also pivot. It's like, wow, you didn't set out to write this book. Is right. your book currently on Amazon?
It is. It is on Amazon. It's on Audible. You can find it on there. And, it was very interesting because I was writing a different book and I had to listen, you know, being in the present moment and teaching about being in the present moment. You have to do it, right? You are the student as well at that time. And it was really very interesting because I realized at a certain moment, wait a second. This is not what people need right now. This is what I want to share, what we're going through right now, and how I can help people, even with things that I was doing myself in the midst of this kind of, you know, reemerging and reevaluating what was important and what wasn't. So it was a very interesting, I have to say, it was one of my most interesting experiences in the writing process thus far. So, right. yes.
It sounds interesting because you became the scribe of the present moment, of the intuitive present moment, to take down what you were hearing. Like you exactly. went into a whole different agenda, and then you were in the present moment. It's like, no, this is changing. And then, you know, you listening, being able to listen and really tune in. So your book is called Chrysalis?
The Chrysalis Awakening.
The yes. Chrysalis Awakening, and that is on Amazon, and you can also get it on Audible. So that's wonderful. So how is everybody now, you know, where you are in the Netherlands with where are you guys standing with the pandemic and all of that?
Right. Well, you know, just recently, I would say even maybe about 6 weeks ago, a lot of the rules and regulations were lifted for the most part. We actually had quite some lockdowns here. I'm not too sure if you heard about that. I mean, we were really locked down quite a few times, not only in the beginning, but last year for 3.5 months. And at the beginning of this year, we were in a hard lockdown. I mean, it's hard to believe because I know in the States, I've been back to the States a few times during this time, and it was a totally different world. Whenever I would get off the plane over there, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, because I wasn't used to life moving around. But right now we are what looks to be at the tail end of things. Of course, they're very cautious to see what's going to happen coming in the fall. But as of right now, it seems to be that things have lifted. And I know you're in California, correct? And
I'm in Washington State.
I'm sorry, in Washington State. You guys were pretty strict as well on that side of the United States, correct?
Yeah, we've been pretty strict. But where it's really strict right now mm-hmm. is Australia and yes. China. Really? Yes. I mean, it's yes. crazy there. Yes. I mean, really bad.
Yes, that is an extreme cases there. That is very, very true.
Yeah.
So yes, that is.
And I just had someone on the show. When was it? Last week, from Denmark.
Okay.
One of the most open and relaxed. Yes. They don't even have COVID over there anymore.
No, I know. And they've been relaxed the whole time. Denmark and Scandinavia and really any of those countries, they've been really relaxed. They handled it. I found it very fascinating how the different countries and cultures dealt with this in so vastly different ways.
Yeah, I really like how that played out, and to have different examples because they handled it differently straight from the beginning. So that's very interesting to see how that's all going, and not so much fear being injected into the people and all of the, because it was handled different. So I want to let the audience know how they can look you up and find you on social media. Would you share with us what your handles are, please?
Sure. So they can reach me on Instagram at The Prasad Method, or at Dr. Asha Prasad on Facebook, website drashaprasad.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I definitely am going to be checking out your book and looking forward to taking a look at what that whole thing is all about, The Awakening of Chrysalis. And also want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your beautiful energy and your wisdom with us. And want to thank the audience for listening. Stay tuned for Rosie Perez is next, and then after that, the Diane McClay at 1 o'clock. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in, everyone. We'll see you again next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.